Scatman's Avenue.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose. The life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population ift.
You can, Eddie ift. You cannot spell the word ift without part of the word rift. Riff? I don't know.
Riff.
This is one of our favorite people in the world of comedy, and every time we see him, it is
the
just,
extra F in his last name is for funny.
That is.
Yeah. The extra F is not necessary, too.
It is not necessary.
Some guy told me that like a year ago. He goes, hey, you know you don't need that second F. And I
like
went,
you were thinking you needed it.
Well, I went, oh, I've wasted a lot of time.
Dude, signing things? That's a backup F in case the first F goes out.
Hey, one of those Fs is silent, you asshole.
Yeah. But thank you don't need the if it was just IFT, it's the exact same name.
It is, but like, hey, you don't need that that extra. I don't understand.
Suggest that you put it in there just because you're
you thought you needed it.
I didn't put it in. Somebody in Ellis Island put it in.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, dude, I'm so happy you're here. I want to jump right in. We'll talk about stuff that you got going on, but I know you are uniquely designed to understand this because a lot of times you make fun of yourself for doing stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the things I love about you is that you have an awareness of the dumb shit that you actually do.
And have done.
Yeah, it's all I have.
Yes.
It's all you've got.
It's all you got.
It's all I
have. It's a brand at this point.
Yeah.
Well, but we think that the world is getting dumber. If it could possibly, you've been dumb for a long time, but we think the world is getting dumber.
They're matching me.
They're catching up.
Is it catching up to you?
I started a trend.
You did.
Yeah.
He's a pioneer, Dan Van Kirk. Hi, buddy.
What's up, man?
So we got Eddie Ift here. I'm sure that someone has sent a great story for us to just dig in with.
We got one sent in by Starla Mint at It's Just Starla down in St. Louis, Missouri.
I love her.
She's great.
Amazing.
She came out, I think, last
your
time
show.
We were all there together.
Yeah.
And she came out on my tour.
I love
she's
it.
Awesome.
A lot, by the way, a lot of people in St. Louis said that they were looking forward to going and seeing you when
that was
saw
nice
us.
Of them. I hope they all made it to the show.
I'm sure they did.
Pub patron. This is the headline. Pub patron wins $61,000 after prank falls flat.
Wins in a court case?
I wouldn't call it a prank if you had to be sued over what happened.
Yeah, well, prank harassing. Is like something you pull. You've pulled pranks on your friends.
Yeah, I used to love pranks.
Yeah, what's the craziest prank?
How do you end a prank war? Someone just gives
up? I used to do a lot to Artie Fuqua. You know Artie?
Yeah.
How is he?
He's great. He's worth a lot of money now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Accident with
he's
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, he's
is he physically okay?
He's fine. Artie was never mentally okay.
No.
So now he's
fun to fuck with.
Yeah. He one time I did a show and he was late and I was supposed to close and he was supposed to go on before me, but he was late and he called. He goes, just go on first. So when I was on, I said, when Artie shows up, like 10 minutes into his act, everybody leave. Just
the
entire audience walked out of his show.
That is such a great prank. And he had no clue.
He had no idea, but a table came in late and didn't know. So they sat down and he tried to talk them into coming up front to like finish the show.
He finished? That's how much a narcissist comedians
are. He's like, I had to
finish. Like, even if the whole crowd leaves, I got to finish. Are you backstage just dying?
I am laughing so hard. And
prank.
Then I keep going outside and seeing the audience and they're outside. And
you're
they're
like,
all
I
like,
love
I'm
you
like,
guys.
Shh, be quiet.
That's so I funny. Love that you did that. That's a
and
great
I,
prank.
I also one time at Stand Up New York told the audience he was on his way. I said, when he performs, do not laugh no matter what. Just stare at
so
him. And he had a meltdown. And then I had him on my podcast and we talked about all these things. And then at the end of the podcast, I had the guy that records say that he didn't record the podcast. So I've done this to him, like, I mean, these just are so... over and over.
So he could have sued you for $61,000.
Well, no, but that we highlight these to say that this is something you do to your friend. Who you love
for fun. Yeah. I'm guessing this is more. This was a little more.
Let's get into this. Then.
A drunken prank involving, which is all. I mean,
all cannot be good. Is never well thought out.
Dan, would you consider the two guys in Chicago racing on a sidewalk and then one guy runs into a post?
Prank?
It's not really a prank, but it is drunken. Like,
par for the course.
It is not a prank. That was a contest.
You guys know what's going on at Wrigley right now?
What?
They're called cup snakes. Have you heard of this?
No.
Everybody in these sections, it's only in the bleachers. They hide their cups down by their feet and they stack them up together until they literally get like 100 or 200 together. And then somebody holds them up in the air and then everybody starts yelling cup snake. And then... If it gets big enough, they'll pull that the cup that's on the very end, they'll pour beer in, and then they'll let it bend over and like start pouring it into people's mouths.
No.
And the cups, when you stack them up, are like maybe a quarter of an inch, and these things get like 20 feet long, which is what, 300 cups?
Great. Oh,
and so,
my God. By the way, the cubs are good.
Right.
This is something you would do in
back,
the
cubs. Well, because you remember in the 70s, the bleacher bums used to do a deal where they'd have somebody start in the left field and right field foul poles, get on the wall, and then race each other to the center, which is where they put the basket up so that people would stop falling onto the field. That's why the basket's lower than the wall.
That's ridiculous.
And so
I did not know
the ushers and like security, they then, it's a whole thing. You don't get kicked out because it's the bleachers.
Right.
They just walk up and take the cup snake from you, and then everybody like... tongue-in-cheek booze, and then they wait until someone builds another one.
That's right, man.
And the cups, it's out of control. There's shirts there that say the Chicago Cups.
Please tell me you were talking about this on stage.
I haven't talked about this at all.
Absolutely.
Dan, it's unreal.
It is brilliant.
There's a Barstool Chicago has been like retweeting these things, so then they got a cease and desist letter from the Cubs saying, if you keep this up, we will no longer have any future relationship with you.
Wow.
They have no relationship with them at all. And then the Cubs went as far to be like, we have talked to other MLB teams, and they also think, they wrote, this is BS, one of whom are the Cardinals. Now, I love you guys, but why would any Cubs fan care
what
if the Cardinals organization
nobody.
Is anti what they're
Dan,
doing?
Dan, you know what's going to happen. They're going to build a giant cup snake, and they're going to pour like beer into a seven-year-old's mouth.
That's it. Yeah,
will happen. Dude, it will get caught on camera, and then that'll be the end of
the game. At the time we're recording this, the Cubs are playing in San Francisco. They built a like 35-foot-long cup snake in San Francisco last night, and the ushers there thought it was awesome. They're cool with cups.
Because it's San Francisco. What were you going to say?
My favorite is that they wrote this letter and they're like, by the way, Cardinals don't like this either.
Right.
Exactly.
You guys need to, hey.
It gets one level better. So this Barstool Chicago place, they then got contacted by a commenter on their website and their message boards. And he's like, hey, I work for the Cubs. I'm a security guy. I can tell you how they feel about us. So they brought the guy in and did gangland style, like covered his face in masks so you can't feel. But the Cubs, they know. There's only a few people who work there.
That's right.
So they fired the guy the very next day.
Come on.
And the handle that he goes by is Ligma Ballsack. So then in the email, the Cubs are like, you guys are really going to side with somebody named Ligma Ballsack? And then the people were like, you're the Cubs, and you just wrote an email using the words Ligma Ballsack. So then in this bleacher bands, people will hold up cup snakes, and then people start yelling, Ligma Ballsack.
That's hilarious.
Wait, this might have to be instead of the story. Like,
that's the end of it. That's the end of it.
Let's hear it. Just set it up, and then we'll take a little break, and then we'll...
sorry to derail.
That is so amazing.
I've been holding this in, and no one knows outside of the bleachers that this is even happening, but they act like it's the biggest deal.
It is, though.
Okay, well, let's get into this.
Cup snakes. A drunken prank involving pork chops almost cost Russ Lukoc a grilling worth thousands of dollars in court yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Almost cost him?
Yes. After winning a meat raffle at his local hotel.
Dan's
won
it.
A meat raffle.
I love a good meat raffle.
Have you ever entered a meat raffle?
No, but I'm in Australia a lot, and they always have a meat raffle.
Do they?
Meat raffles are great.
You have sex with a woman for the first time, do you just tell her she won the meat raffle?
Yeah.
Depends on how confident.
Or if you have
are.
Sex with a guy.
Yeah, right. he won the meat raffle.
Yeah.
Or you won his meat raffle. Mm-hmm.
He won a meat raffle tray at his local hotel on November 3rd, 1997, and with at least 15 schooners warming his belly, Mr. Lukoc strapped pork chops to his feet when he was told he'd be barred from buying more beer because he wasn't wearing shoes. So they were like, hey, you're out. We got to kick you out. Why? You don't have shoes on.
I do now.
And then
I do now.
pork chops that he had just won in a meat raffle to his own feet and wore them as shoes.
But, okay. By the way, that and tying a pork chop to your feet is far more difficult than tying your
shoes. Yeah, I don't know what he tied with. Maybe some bacon.
That's what I was wondering as
well. I want him to tie with bacon. This is
shoelaces.
How, if you told me this is how John Krakauer got down Everest once people were dying up there and into thin air, he just strapped on two pork chops
and slid down the
right past Beck Weathers, yeah. Face down in the snow.
Slid down the Kumbu ice.
What fall. A reference, Dr.
You
Beck
want to drop a Yusuka Namba on you if God. I have to?
By the way,
South Pole?
Just for the record, Sandy Hill Pittman.
No, she's got this guy carrying the machine.
My next door neighbor.
What?
Yeah.
Sandy Hill Pittman's your next
door neighbor? Was. We're very good friends.
Oh, my God.
Well, Sandy Hill now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she got divorced?
Yeah.
Used to work for MTV.
Bob Pittman owned MTV.
Well, here's my other question to you. I'm sure she got a lot of positive feedback after that.
Oh, yeah. People loved her.
People loved her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She had one of her Sherpas carry a fax machine up to the top of this.
So he puts on pork chop shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Then he proceeds to walk
around. Let's call them
what
they are, pork chop slippers.
Fair enough. Slides.
Pork chop slides.
Mules.
Then he proceeds to walk around the bar. That is when the meat's greasy residue caused Troy Michael Boron to slip and fall.
So a guy walking behind him who doesn't realize that he's in the pathway of a guy who just walked.
You're in a pork chop.
I love how you guys are calling this guy dumb, and I'm like, this guy's a genius.
Wait, Dan just called it a pork chop wake,
you gotta
which,
watch
by the way, is what it's called when the guy dies and you have an open casket viewing.
Pork chop wake, because if that guy were to die, you definitely
slip and fall and died. You'd have
you
a pork chop
pork chops right. on his feet.
I'm thinking if you send him down like the wheelchair ramp, this guy's got a really fun
so,
ride.
So wait, guys, this is not the guy with pork chops on his feet who slipped
no,
and fell.
The guy,
man
there's
who
a guy who went
him.
In his pork
yeah,
chop
Troy
wake.
Michael Boron.
Yeah,
who you know says his name twice every time he introduces.
What's your name?
Troy Michael Boron.
Boron. You moron.
It caused him. I'm going to read this full sentence.
He's like a bully.
I feel bad for the guy, but it has a like quirk to it that you would only find in like a Coen Brothers movie.
Okay.
So here's the full sentence. But the meat's greasy residue caused Troy Michael Boron to slip and fall, breaking his left arm and destroying his career in upholstery.
Look,
that's his passion. I feel for him, but it's such a cute little left turn.
I saw my entire upholstery career flash before my eyes
when I
fell down in that bar.
Bethany Hamilton is still surfing on the world tour with one arm. Yeah. I am sure this guy can still upholster with one arm.
Right.
I think he's looking for a win.
Listen. You hear what that is?
That's the sound of one arm upholstering.
I hear you. God damn it.
Slip and fall, breaking his left arm,
destroying his career
in upholstery.
It didn't just end his career. It destroyed his career.
That might be his scissor fingers, though.
That's a great point. If you're not cutting, if you can't cut.
The Jonnelly Inn in Sydney South and its licensee, Kelly Wells, were ordered to pay Troy Michael Boron $61,515 in damages for failing to clean up the mess.
Yep, it's a slip and fall, man. Yes.
Did you say, is this in Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sydney. I knew it.
Yeah,
I knew
it.
This is dumb, drunk in Australia.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But this is like every night there.
Right, this is not a crazy...
He's done a lot of stuff.
I practically live there. That's every night.
It's a slippery slope, as they say, when you allow people to put...
If you are in Australia and you are at a bar, you look down first and check for pork chop grease and just be like, are we clear? Are
because
we clear?
There are so many things that'll kill you or ruin your upholstery career in Australia.
That's not pork chop grease.
Yeah. So the Jonnelly Inn, they had to pay over $61,000 in damage for failing to clean up the mess.
By the way, is that what his upholstery career is worth?
Well,
one that's been destroyed.
And do you have insurance that covers this?
Which New South Wales District Court Judge Anthony Puckeridge said posed a foreseeable risk to patrons. Here's where
Puckeridge is what your asshole
does.
Maybe
he upholstered with like his choice of leather was pig, and this mentally affected him.
It destroyed him.
Eddie, it destroyed his upholstery career. I can't look at another pig leathered upholster.
Mr. Lucock. That's our guy who put on the pork chop shoes, was also sued by Mr. Boron.
Mm-hmm.
But he got off scot-free after the judge found he did not breach any duty of care to his mate of 15
years. It's not his responsibility that the floor be clean.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Bouron did not get his second lawsuit against Lukoc. Lukoc and Bouron. Lukoc and Bouron.
It is the Australian Rizzolian Isles.
I'm just thinking these are some really fatty pork chops.
Well, oh, yeah. A lot of grease.
The Bouron run, run, the Bouron run.
This is why. Mr. Bouron was playing in a pool competition when he fell.
So a billiards competition.
So, like, he fell. This is what's really funny. He fell and a pool went flying in the air and chalk. Like, he dusted up some chalk.
Yeah, it went LeBron style. He was playing in a pool competition when he fell. At that time, he was aware that Mr. Lukoc, the pork chop shoe man, was walking near him, but did not. But Bouron did not complain to staff.
So you had your chance.
Right, right. They said that Mr. Bouron joined in on the laughter and may even have joined in on the general pantomime that developed when pieces of pork chop disintegrated and were thrown around the room.
Wait, but how is it
what
a pantomime?
Is going on in this
how
place?
Is it a pantomime? All right, should we take
a Tuesday?
Should we take a break before we hit the break, end? All right, let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to hit the end of this thing with Eddie. If there's pork chops being flown around, this is Dumb People Town. Stay with us.
Stick around, make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Guys, welcome back to the show. Eddie Ift, you're doing shows. How can people catch you? You're doing a charity. Like a 68-mile run. Why?
Well, I'm attempting it, but I'm also, you know, I plan on directing an Academy Award-winning film also. So
well,
I don't know if this will ever get done.
One of those two will happen.
I said I'd do it.
This is called Dumb Solo?
Yeah, pretty. No, I got a group of guys coming with me. So
nice.
Yeah,
so you're going to run 68 miles where?
The Backbone Trail. It goes from the Palisades all the way to Point Magoo.
And oh my God!
I pretty much live up there,
yeah.
In the middle of like in the Malibu Mountains,
uh-huh.
And I run there all the time. And I was there when the fires happened,
mm-hmm.
And my whole neighborhood burned down.
So this is to raise money for that,
yeah, for the firefighters.
What day are you doing it?
November 22nd.
How can people out there? Because it's a great cause. How can people donate?
Stand on the street and hand me like a protein bar or something.
Come on, but I want them to give to your cause.
We haven't set it up yet, but we're doing it. I mean, we're in the midst of it. I'm just starting it.
If you follow Eddie,
I've been training for it already.
But. I'm sure you'll mention it on your Twitter.
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter or Instagram.
IFFT.
Yeah, EDDIE.
EDDIE, not the Y.
Not the Y.
And also come see you live. I know we have fans in Australia too. Yeah. You're there all the time.
Yeah, I'm in Australia a lot. I don't go back for a while, but I'm all over the United States right now. I'm touring till the end of the year.
And
every week.
Is there a website they can see all those dates and stuff?
Yep, eddieift.com.
Great. All right,
nice.
Please go see him. This dude is so fun and funny. And
Daniel, any...
And put the pork chops on your feet before you go.
If you're in L.A. on the 29th of August, I will be running my hour at UCB. Unless this has already happened on the 9th, or the 10th, rather, I'll be in Santa Cruz running my hour, doing a headlining there at the DNA Comedy Lab.
And also we have Live Dumb People Town at Largo on September 9th.
Heck yeah, we are do.
Getting and live Dumb People Town at the Bell House in Brooklyn. On October 13th, I would get your tickets now. It is selling out. And if we do sell it out, we may do
we'll add a second.
Show.
All right.
Ready?
Yes.
So, where we left was...
People were pantomiming...
Lukoc and Bouron.
Lukoc, pork chop shoe Lukoc.
Pork chop foot Lukoc.
And Bouron, the upholstery man.
They're flinging pork chops everywhere.
He was in on it.
And pantomiming.
Bouron sound like Bouron the Terrible.
Yeah, well, he was in on it with Lukoc, thinking it was hilarious, throwing pork chops around.
That's some Bugs Bunny hubris right there, because he's going
down. I'm thinking of the old Seinfeld bit. Yes, officer, his name was Amal, and then the symbol for Bouron.
No, I'm sure it wasn't Manganese. I had the periodic chart with me at the time.
Wow.
So Mr. Bouron of Oyster Bay in Sydney South was ordered to pay for Lukoc's legal costs because he sued him, and they were like, no, you did it with the guy. You want to blame the establishment for not running a good business? Fine, but you can't blame your buddy that you joked around with that you got hurt.
Yeah. Disintegrating.
How am I going to write the checks with my broken arm?
Right. He refused to make any comment, that's Bouron, on learning of his damages payout, which was considerably less than how much do you think he was seeking from the restaurant, for the bar, or the hotel, whatever it was, to make up for his lost upholstery career.
Okay, so
all you can eat bacon for the rest of his life. Yeah, right.
What does that come out to, Bo-Ron?
Is this translated into American dollars?
It is.
Well, yeah. So it's Bo-Ron. He received $61,000. Mm-hmm. He did ask for much more, apparently.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what do you think he asked for, Eddie? You can go first. You can go in between us, which is the Tig Notaro slot, Tig, or you can go third.
I'll take the Tig.
All right, Jay, go ahead. Start off.
$500,000.
$500,000.
I think Eddie. He definitely.
Oh, no, it's going
oh yeah,
to.
Eddie. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna say $5 million. This guy just
asked for a lot. Yeah. I think like $200,000.
It's an upholstery career. Come
I
on.
Know it's an entire career. I mean, it could have been a upholstery career. Yeah. $200,000.
And what'd you say?
Five million. And Jason 500, said 500,000.
500,000. The total amount that Mr. Bo-Ron, the arm broken man, mm-hmm. was seeking.
Terrible. He's broken in other ways, too, right? Let's be honest.
Was, get your answers in now, Townie, because the total amount is $750,000.
Wow. Oh, I was way close. Go, yeah, but Eddie was right. I mean, he asked for a lot.
He did.
I mean,
he wanted a lot. Look, he's Bo-Ron the upholsterer.
Here's what I love. The court was told that the pub continued to serve Pork Chop Lucock, who said he could... Who said that he could remember virtually nothing from his pork chop antics. So once he tied meat shoes on, they were like, well, what do you want?
You want another beer?
You are currently going along with
slide up here to the bar on some of that pork chop, Grace, and let's get you a shot, brother.
You look a little taller.
I wish it was a little bit taller. I wish it was a baller.
The judicial system's a little strange in Australia. I know a comedian there who was in a... it was his wedding. He's a famous comedian in Australia, and he manslaughtered a man. With,
what?
Yeah, it's an old story, famous story in Australia, and I know the guy very well. A guy glassed him right in his stomach during at his wedding night. His wedding night, because they were in a pub like this, you know, with pork chops and everything.
What?
And this guy glasses him,
takes a piece of sharp
glass, breaks a bottle and sticks it into his stomach.
He
said he was young. He was like 18 years old at the time. Yeah. He pulled out a butterfly knife, as you have when you're 18.
I mean, you're in Australia too. Everyone's got a
knife.
And
he said he blacked out, and then he woke up in jail handcuffed. Or, I'm sorry, in the hospital handcuffed. And he had found out that he had killed the guy.
Isn't that self-defense,
That's
though?
What I said. And then he said the judge said I didn't have to stab him 47 times.
Well, that is true.
A bit of a kangaroo court, if you ask me.
So, stop it, Jason. Stop it right now.
Well, Lucock, this 31-year-old shop fitter, has moved to Queensland and said he had...
Perfect.
Said
that's their Florida.
That's right, where you go.
Yeah.
He said he had not been put off of meat raffles, but, quote, I just won't wear it, just cook it. He also noted, and this is where we'll end this wonderful story, His friendship with Bo-Ron has been strained since the court case.
We only hang out twice a month now.
Right.
I love that they're just still hanging out.
Yeah.
Look, you got more time now. You're not going to be upholstering.
Remember that time when you ruined my upholstery career,
destroyed it
with your meat shoes?
With your goddamn pork chop shoes.
Why do you stick to red meat instead of the other white meat?
I know. That is the other white meat. And it's a killer. Do you hear that? It's a upholstery career killer.
It is.
Is the other white meat. Eddie Iff, thank you
for thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate
coming
it.
To Dumb People Town. And, oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Dumb, 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 dumb. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scorpions Avenue, a podcast network.